Mr. President, I object to the certificate from the state of Georgia on the grounds that the electoral votes were not...
There's no debate.
Senator, I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina because of the massive voter suppression and the closing of voting. Mr. President, I object to the votes from South Carolina because of the Russian intrusion.
I object because people are horrified by the overwhelming evidence of Russian interference in our elections.
I object to a certificate from the state of North Carolina based on violations of the Voting Rights Act and confirmed hacking by the...
I object to the certificate from the state of Alabama on the grounds that the confirmed and illegal activities engaged by the government of Russia designed to interfere with our election and the widespread violations of the Voting Rights Act that unlawfully suppressed thousands of votes in the state of Alabama.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified because they violated Florida's prohibition against dual office holders.
I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter of objection?
There's no debate.
Mr. Speaker, today we are witnessing democracy at work. This isn't, as some of our Republican colleagues have referred to it sadly, as frivolous. This debate is fundamental to our democracy. The representatives of the American people in this House are standing up for three fundamental American beliefs. The right to vote is sacred. That a representative has a duty to represent his or her constituents, and that the rule of law is the hallmark of our nation. The principle of one person, one vote is sacred in our country, and we must do everything to uphold it. Yet more than 225 years since our founding, there are still legitimate concerns over the integrity of our elections and of ensuring the principle of one person, one vote, that every person has access to voting and that every vote will be counted.